back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Scott Eckersley, our producer, great job today, and we might take one or two more calls, 393-3700. A reminder, you can follow us online at 1320wils.com. You can also go back and listen to podcast segments of today's show or any others if you'd like to go back and check up on us. And you can also follow us on Facebook, The Jack and Tom Show, or you can catch us on Twitter as well. Tom, I'm looking at a picture that I was just sent of the Spartans on the watch, the same one that you saw on their walk, rather, from Kellogg Center. And Mark D'Antonio and Kirk Cousins and Jimmy Ray leading the team. Aaron Bates leading the team past Dem Hall and over to the stadium. And you mentioned something about the Schembechler era, and we always had this image of Michigan football being really classy, the Blazers, the whatever it was.
No sweats like they wear right now, business trip coming off. And Michigan State, during some of that era, was wearing the sweats, the warm-ups, the hats on backwards, blah, 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 blah.
And do you think that sends a message or it shows something about the program when the way Schembechler did it, he did it for a reason?
Yeah, this is business, you know, and professional. And, you know, doing things first class. And Michigan doesn't do that anymore. They come off the bus and they're wearing those blue sweatpants, you know, sweatsuits. They look nice and everything. It's been a role reversal. Now Michigan State is wearing suits and ties, and look at the results. I'm not saying that that's, it's just a symbol.
Yeah. It's something that D'Antonio picked up from Jim Tressel from Ohio State. I think he's got a lot of stuff from Ohio State. But, you know, you mentioned Bo. And I want to bring this up because Tom Izzo lately can't go 3 minutes without mentioning Bo Schembechler for some reason. But Schembechler had a reputation as a screamer, and he was.
And there's a lot of screamers in that era.
That's right.
Yeah.
But like Woody Hayes, the players knew that he cared for them. Tom Izzo's a screamer. If you sat in his practice, you would be amazed.
I saw a couple of them when we were doing the old show.
Mean, he rips guys, but it's just like Buck Nystrom used to say, and I hope I can say this on the air, you give him the red ass and you take the red ass away.
Well, you need to know when to kick him.
Right.
And you need to know when to hug him.
And there are coaches who can do that and coaches who can't do it, and then they can't motivate their team.
And if you don't have the ability to hug, if you're just a kicker, you're going to not only be able to, you're going to lose your team. That's my philosophy. And when I the few years that I coached the junior Trojans, now I'm doing it administratively, but and I would rip kids.
Right.
And Art Brandstetter and you know, I mean, he's a yeller. But you know what? Two plays later, he's a hugger. And I'm telling you what, when you see like Art motivating a kid, and I tried to follow his path, when a kid's face light up, you've ripped them, but then all of a sudden you applaud them for something that they've done.
Right.
You look at their face. It's like a light bulb turns on. It's unbelievable. Some coaches can do that. Some coaches rip, rip, rip. They tear you down, and they don't build you up. Those coaches suck in my mind, and there are coaches that are like that, and that's just my philosophy on coaching. Now, Bo Schembechler, you're right. You talked to Jim Brandstetter. I knew a lot of football players when I was in school. Man, you know, he had the yardstick. I mean, he was tough. He was physically, I'm not saying he was physical, but he was in your face.
Right.
But I'm telling you what, Bo would also build you back up.
Right.
And that's what you have to strike, a delicate balance.
Right.
Between kicking, not literally, kicking again, and building them back up. And, I think a lot of coaches need to recognize that.
Well, you know, Bo and Woody, they had more than a rivalry. They had a lot in common. And, you know, there was some synergy there with Bo playing for him and coaching under him. But I've had a lot of chances to talk to Archie Griffin, probably 100 times through the Heisman stuff.
Right.
And he always tells those stories about how, you know, you would see Woody smashing the watches and ripping his baseball cap apart and doing all those things.
Right.
But the players knew that every time he ripped them, he was there for them and would build them back up. Or if they needed something,
there
Woody would cut off his foot for them.
And Jeff Smith, I've talked to a lot of Jeff Smith, former players of Jeff Smith, East Lansing. That's all I heard about. Yeah, he knew, you know, he you know, if you're getting a little, you know, cocky, he'd take you down. But if you're feeling down in the dumps, he'd build you back up. There's a balance you need to strike, and all great coaches have that secret formula, that sweet spot, if you will.
Let's go back to the phones, and let's take two more calls before we get to our predictions. And let's start with Jerry from Lansing. Hello, Jerry.
How you doing, Jack?
Good.
I guess if I want to be, if I were a coach, Tom, I'd be kind of picking you up this week, right?
Yeah, that was a smackdown last week. I it was humble pie. It was.
I kicked him, and then I'm trying to pick him back up.
Yeah, it was. There's no defending Michigan's football team's performance last week against Michigan State. Hats off.
Well,
to Spartans.
If you're waiting for me to do it, Tom,
I ain't expecting it. And you're consistent on that too, and I respect that.
And
well.
I respected your 24-hour rule, Tom. In fact, I stretched it to 7 days.
For you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
But if I could diverge quickly, I mean the game spoke for itself last week. But Jack, you mentioned the Midnight Madness. I'm one of those. I'm one of those minions, those hundreds of people that got shut out last night.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. And
and the price was right for you, too, Jerry.
Really?
I knew I could get a supportive ear here. But I was there at 10:30, Jack, and think there's got to be some accommodation made. You may have to charge people a few dollars. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here, but the thing has gotten so big, and
Well, you know what Izzo said last night. You wouldn't know because you didn't hear it. But he said, maybe Mark House is going to have to build us a bigger place.
Really?
So I think if they can just take the seats from Chrysler Arena the day Brandon wants to get rid of,
right,
and somehow figure a way to move him into Breslin.
Yeah, and I understand the whole fire marshal thing, but there were people, the dozens of people coming out that had already gotten their autographs and everything, and then you had mostly students. I didn't feel so bad necessarily for myself because I've been there before, but it was, it's kind of, I think they've created a monster to a point, so they'll do something about it. But
that's a good point, Jaron. You know what, Tom, I saw more people in that arena last night than I've seen for Big Ten games most of the time. I mean, the top, up at the top.
Yeah.
Where people don't want to sit in those bleachers.
Yeah.
Hey, Jared, thanks so much.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Jared.
The call.
Thanks, guys. Have
all
a good weekend.
Let's try one more call. And how about Steve from Langsburg? Hello, Steve.
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
Just
fine. Just real quick, Michigan's just, it was a big deal. We just beat Michigan again. Just getting old news. A few more years after we beat them, like four more times in a row. What are you going to do then, Tom?
I'll go to you to reach out for your experience when those eight straight losses in the 70s and the six straight losses in 2000. I'll go to you, okay?
What?
Could you help me out there and with your background in that, okay? Then I'd be happy.
State could lose the next five games, but these 3 years have been fought, I'll tell you.
I'll enjoy
it. Whenever you beat Michigan, a few of the friends I've got, they just clam up like shells, I'm telling you. You don't hear a word out of them.
All right, Steve. Thanks so much for the call.
See you
I appreciate
later.
It. I thought we might get more of that, actually. Tom, let's talk about our picks for the week. Scott,
picks?
Where are we
God.
With these picks now?
Oh, God. I think you beat me another game.
No, I think you beat me.
Really?
Or something.
No, you guys actually were even. You both went 4-4. It was a terrible week.
4-4?
Yeah, that was. You had four games you picked incorrectly coming in.
I had
four.
You had South Carolina, but I had. I missed the Miami.
Yeah, it was. Let's see.
Well, you took Michigan.
That's
one loss.
You both lost South Carolina. Jack, you took Florida. You both lost Miami.
Ouch.
I had LSU,
State.
Though.
Yes.
LSU
you
came
had
through
LSU.
For me.
Yeah,
you
was
both
a good
lost
pick.
Penn State. And then, of course, the Michigan State game. So
do you think
right
anyone
now,
picked Illinois?
No. But right now it is, Jack, you are 40-8. Tom, you are 37-11.
I'm still in 9.
40-8 and 37-11. All right, Tom.
Okay, let's go.
All right, we've got Ohio State, Wisconsin. What do you think?
I just think the Bucks are due. I think they're going to handle business. When I see them play up in Madison, even on Saturday nights, they seem to handle it pretty well. It's going to be a close game, but I'm going with Ohio State. I think they just got too much for Wisconsin.
All right, I'm going to give you a chance to get one back. I really think that Ohio State's going to stumble at some point. It might stumble twice, and I think this is a good chance. In Camp Randall at night, I'm going to take the Badgers. What about Texas at Nebraska?
Oh, my God. Do you ever this Texas team is so, it's going to happen. They've been so solid. The Horns have been for so long. But, Nebraska's thirsty for this victory. Yeah, this is a smackdown. Maybe a 17-point win for the Huskers over Texas.
And when people talk about is the Big Ten good, bad, mediocre, just think when you had Nebraska how good it's going to be.
Look out.
Cornhuskers easy in this one. How about Arkansas-Auburn? Tough game to pick.
Yeah, it is a tough game. It's at Auburn. Auburn's defense, good. Good quarterback. I'm taking the Tigers in this one. Over Ryan Mallett. That's going to be a good game, though. That should be a noisy crowd at Auburn, Alabama.
Yeah, I also like Auburn, but I think this is going to be a very interesting, contrasting styles with Cam Newton and Ryan Mallett. I'll take Auburn. What about Minnesota at Purdue?
Now, Purdue beating the Cats last week. That was a good victory for Purdue. I think they're getting some of their hurt guys back. Minnesota just flat out sucks. I'm going with the Boilers.
Goodbye, Tim Brewster.
Yeah. Hello, Don Treadwell.
Nice job last week by Danny Hope to get that win. When you lose your quarterback, I'm going to go with Purdue. Scott threw us a couple curves here. Well, what about the Lions and the Giants?
No shot here. I mean, I'm with the G-men in this game, definitely over the Lions.
Yeah, I like the Giants by at least a couple of touchdowns. He threw in the Phillies versus the Giants, Roy Halladay versus Tim Lincecum.
Well, I'm going to go with the Phillies because Scott told me to, because I don't know squat diddly about any of these guys. Okay?
I go with not a lot of runs. That's what I go with here. I'm going to take the Phillies 2-1. All right. What about Iowa at Michigan today at the Big House, Tom?
I think Michigan's got a shot here, but Iowa's their defense just too tough. I think they're just going to wear down Michigan's offense, and Michigan's defense totally sucks. So I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going with the Hawkeyes.
Iowa, not the most explosive offense, but can hurt you a lot of different ways.
And they could pound it into a time consumption in this game.
I like Iowa 31-13.
Oh, you're going to score here.
I thought I would for that game.
Okay, I'll go with a score here. I'll go 28-20. Iowa over Michigan. Yeah.
Well, you got a one touchdown game. That's respectable.
Yeah.
All right. Illinois at Michigan State, Tom.
Oh, like I said, I'd pay. I have challenges financially like anybody else, but I would pay $500 for a victory for Illinois over Michigan.
Okay. All right, you heard it, Scott. You heard it. $500.
But I'm going with Sparty. I'm going with Sparty in this one, 31-17.
Oh, very close. I have Michigan State winning 33-20, and I think it'll be a very close game into the fourth quarter. Michigan State will break it open with a late touchdown.
Okay.
Want to thank all of our special guests today.
You hung in there with your voice, Jack. I got to commend you, man. You brought it strong. Good for you. Nice job.
I want to thank all of our special guests today, and that is Jerry Van Havel from Mason High School and Matt Bird from Grand Ledge, our coaches of the week. Congratulations to them and all the other teams that won championships. Rico Beard from Fox 2 in Detroit. Dave Briquette from the Detroit Free Press. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. Lauren Tate from the Champaign News Gazette. I want to thank Adrian Nelson, our intern, and Scott Eckersley. Tremendous job producing for my partner, Tom Crawford. Jack Ebling saying, have a great weekend, everyone.